Kerala. Eh? Kerala. He said that one gentleman, his name is Adhyatma.
He was blasting our society. He was saying, why do
Huh?
He was blasting our society.
I can understand that he is not very favorable, but still he says that we hate Hindi. He has said like that. Don't say like that, because they are maybe one. Because preaching means we have to preach among the rascals, but you do not become rascal. He may be. We'll read Hindi. We'll read Hindi. You can read Hindi, that's all. But we'll read outside Hindi. That's what Guru Maharaj, this would have been the reply. If there is good customers for Hindi reading, then we can write Hindi book. But nobody will read Hindi. That should have been the reply. Therefore we write in English. Why Jawaharlal Nehru read his books in English? Why Dr. Radhakrishna writes his books in English? He has not written a single book in Hindi. Why? Why he was president? Why he was prime minister? Why did you not criticize him? That should have been replied. That as soon as a book is written in English, it is for world reading. And if it is written in Hindi, who is going to read? Except a few people like you. Why still Indians, they are sending their children for education through English? You know that? There is only an English medium school, is it not? Yeah? Why? Why they are anxious? So much agitation was made for studying Hindi, but then why India still, even in family, they are talking in English? In Bombay, they talk in English amongst family members. And any gentleman meets another gentleman, he talks in English. Why it has not been stopped? So actually, Hindi has no effect. And if you take international view, what is the use of Hindi? Nobody will like to. And even here in India, who is reading Hindi? Nobody is reading Hindi. It is compulsory in every province. Hindi? Not compulsory. Huh? Not
compulsory. So? Not Hindi also. They are developing local language. They are cheating
people's leaders.
No. Huh? They send their children to the English medium schools.
Yeah.
But these are also, they are you study in local languages. Don't study English. They are advising like that. Now see,
yes, see.
In Andhra Pradesh, every college is Telugu medium. Only few colleges in India. But this
is going on everywhere. There are so many private schools for teaching English.
This is also one type of cheating to peoples.
They are cheating.
Hyderabad, you know, why English? English.
Well, that is their local language.
Everything is
in
English in the world. But this
will
say, why
we develop it? No, I have had my practical experience. I am traveling all over the world. Everywhere, if not all, some sections they understand English. Everywhere.
English is common language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We cannot avoid English.
Even we went on engagement in Bengal, to a movie theater. They were showing our slides. There they had one Russian movie. It was in English. Russian movie was in English.
There's so many books, Russians, that are also in English from the US. In India, so many Russian books are there. They're published in magazines. All books are in English. But why they're printed? They're using this language for their own purpose.
Yeah. Any book in of engineering, medical, technical, they're all in English. And for writing those books in Hindi means he'll have to manufacture some words, so nobody will understand. They are fanatics. Those who are after Hindi are fanatics. Practical point of view, without English, there is no exchange. Still, he should not say like that.
General English must be.
We are making all over India members with these English books. Why do they not say, no, I cannot accept English? Why they are accepting English? It is my fault that I have written in English, or it is their fault? Why they are accepting? Everywhere we are making life member, but why do they accept this English book? They could have refused. No, I cannot accept English. Why they are accepting?
For India, at least one hour per day.
I know one boy. He's about 42 years, but he was practically my first student. He's a very big scholar in Sanskrit. But because he does not know English, he's useless. He could not make any prosper in any way. He's taken as half educated. He was appointed as Vice Chancellor of the Darbhanga Sanskrit University. Maybe it is only name. Anyway, now his teaching period is over. Now he's useless. He does not get any service. Although he's a very big Sanskrit scholar. The only defect that he does not know English, he does not get any responsible position.
He will not learn? He does not want to learn?
No. He was trying to learn, but he could not learn it. If he's serious, he can learn, but he's not serious. Local language is required.
Yes, sir. Suppose if we learn English, then we can place in our local language.
Yeah, local language is required. Now, Hindi also you should learn.
Yes, sir, you have to learn.
But it is, you can have publication in Hindi also. But when we speak of international organization, English must be.
Getting them into all the schools.
Yeah. School, college, library, and Latin gentlemen, businessmen, they're all accepted.
Months here now. He goes every day to all the different colleges and schools, and he speaks and he gives them, sells them your books for their college libraries. He's been having a lot of programs like this. They always take the Bhagavad Gita and Krishna books and Nectar of Devotion like this.
And the best thing is that why your president? He did not write a single Hindi book. He has got so many. He's a famous philosopher. Indian religion, Indian philosophy, Bhagavad Gita. Then he has written so many books, but not a single in Hindi.
Yes,
he is from Madras.
Yes, he doesn't know.
No, he does not know.
Indeed, he doesn't know.
Sometimes, before my taking sannyas, sometimes I used to see him. So, once upon a time, he asked me, Swamiji, you are simply writing in English. So I asked him, what you are doing? So he began to laugh.